You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. This is Roy Masters. I really would like to, I'm sitting all alone on the telephone here. My wife is not well. And I'm a little off, you know, a little off my way of life. I'm a little tired, I have to admit. But I'm looking for people who want to call. That will be very helpful, and I can be helpful to you. The number is 800-866-8883. And you call me from West Coast time, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm live. It's a three-hour show, but you get a rebound. I don't know what, maybe that's the wrong word, but there's three and one becomes the end. Okay. You can also listen to my program on my website, fhu.com, anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. If you don't know where I am, I'm on the radio this time every night, West Coast time, Monday through Friday, please God. And you can hear old programs also, I think as many as you want. I think you need to join up for that. I'm not sure. I'm not in charge of that. I'm too busy doing what I'm doing and taking care of my wife. Okay, so now, the number is 800-866-8883. And I want to start on a subject matter and try to stay to it as much as possible. Let me ask you a question, and because I know this 5 minutes I have to eat up a little bit, because not everybody hears the program, because programs that have advertising on it, you know, and dependent on that for their, you know, their bread and butter. So this particular part of the program, 6 minutes, is sometimes, or more often than not, it's news or something like that. So there we are. So in case you're listening, and I know there's five or six stations that have been with me for 45, 50 years, they know, they'll hear me. But here we are again. So the subject matter is, and I'm not used to making a subject matter, really. It's whatever comes to my head. And so in this case, it will also whatever comes to the head, but I got to have something to start with. And I was rumping, whatever that word is correctly, through my videos and on the screens. So I got thousands and thousands and thousands of stuff. And this one appeared to me, and I just, it's the heading that's important. Why appeasers are also bullies. And I want to start with that. And you have time to call a friend saying, before you call the friend, I'm going to ask you, are you one of these two people? Do you have the nature of appeasing for peace, which leads to war, in case you didn't know? And also, appeasers turn into bullies. There are two forms of the same emotion. Is that clear? And that's horribly dangerous. And I don't think I can find somebody today on this program that does not represent what I just said. If you're one that does not fall into that category, give me a call, 800-866-8883. Got it? 800-866-8883. Now, I'm going to go into a little warlike person, because I need to wage war against the left. Psychological warfare. I want you to understand, psychological warfare is being used on you good people. There's a left that is full of venom. and appeases and bullies, and always appeasing to the bully, and the bully becomes appeaser to his bully, all the way up to their masters. Yes, their political masters. They understand that's how to do that, especially when it comes to the subject of brainwashing, Soviet style, and turning our country into that. Don't go away.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, good evening, and this is Roy. I enjoyed my Sunday program. My birthday was yesterday, and we had a nice windfall of money today, which is unusual, and I think it was for my birthday, but I'm going to give it to the foundation anyway. Anyway, so now let's get down to business, if you don't mind. If you listen to the first part of the hour, you'll get a sense of what it was, but I didn't tell you what it was, and I labeled it why appeasers are also bullies. And I asked the audience what was there in the first 6 minutes of this program that you didn't hear. Are you an appeaser or are you a bully? What is in the middle is a saint. You understand that? So to various degrees, you are an appeaser and also a bully. And you, the appeaser can be a bully. So when you become an appeaser to a bully, the tendency is, and the choice, if you can call it choice, is to do unto others what was done unto you. Who understands that? And if I say that the whole world is subject to what I just said, now, if there's anybody that is not so, call me immediately, 800-866-8880C, and tell me it ain't so. And the problem of life, all of the problems of life, rotate around that particular opening of this program. In other words, there's a variation of, variation of force. Some people are very willful and full of force and anger. But an appeaser is a subject of a bully. But why they are appeaser is because they've reacted to a bully. And it doesn't have to start as an adult, where it usually starts to get you off, you know, make sure you don't get very disturbed by this, and deny and turn your head away from what I'm saying because it doesn't seem make sense. It comes into you when you come into the world as a child. And as a child, when you become conscious enough, I never stop saying this. It's important to keep it this way. Otherwise, you have no chance of ever being normal. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. I have to tell you all that. So the program here, if I can keep it, and I may make a second program, but I have to set the stage, correct? In other words, all your suffering, I mean all, to a varying degrees of disease and misery and suffering, to the different degrees. Everybody has, nearly everybody on earth is like that, and do not understand that behavior is terribly destructive, and it is, how can I say, it's a death sentence to every culture, a death sentence. What you are looking at is the division of the United States by such, as I said, you have the Republicans of every race and color and creed, okay? Every race and Republicans, they have it as well, but they're much more decent in their perception of what goodness is and the purpose of life. Then on the left is a wild card of craziness. And so this whoopee, when you get upset, you are separated from God. Now let me tell you what happens when you're upset and where you become upset. So you don't have to blame yourself for this, because you do get the blame somehow. Because when you come into the world, your parents have already gone through what you're about to go through. And that, but they are the reason your parents, realize it or not. Now, there's some parents will never, ever realize it and keep you crazy for the rest of your life, make you doubt yourself, make the goodness and wisdom you have as a gift, because every child has that gift. Every one. Even Adolf Hitler was that way when he was born, and then he had the mother that did that to him. We won't go into that, but the point is, there's different degrees of being a bully and an appeaser, one who supports the bully and is rewarded for it in a philosophic way and in a liberal way. Well, that's a bad word, but I suppose that covers the waterfront. It's an order. It's a political order. The bully, the biggest bully, where there's nobody else above him, there's the dark side of the force, right? So Hitler had rejected, hated everything that is good, or starting with everything is bad. So you begin not with something good, but if it is good, it's an appeasing good. It's a manipulating good. It looks like love, but it isn't. And then we will talk about love, if you want to talk about it, because love is not what you think it is. Love can be an appeasement, and you think of it as love, and you think of it as making up to the bully. But all it does is embolden the bully. Do you get it here? I'm playing with it, and I'm playing with your head a little bit. And I'm playing with my own little head with a little bit, because it's coming to me. But it isn't that I don't know about it. It's just it's the form it takes. And so, do you agree that you've been come into the world? Do you remember when you became an aware child, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, 7, 8, 9, 10? You might have just let it go, but all of a sudden you realize the injustice all around you and the parents not liking you to be that way, to have that light in you. to see your parents as they really are. Now, the parent doesn't see what you see. The parent only sees you as an impudent person. And she will feel, just by your presence, she will feel resentful and impatient with you and accuse you of something sooner or later and not realize she's doing it. Same with your dad. In other words, the whole human race has this problem. The entire human race, except me, of course. No, I'm just joking. I've got to keep it a little lighter. But there are people in the middle, like myself, who are not able to get on a radio station and not sufficiently skillful in, as I am. Forgive me, Father, I know not what I do. But the point is, I've been doing it since I was 15. I started off with hypnosis and then discovered hypnosis is what Hitler used to do everybody in. A whole nation, doing unto others what was done to them. And the scripture says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. See, I just want to rub that in if you don't mind. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. What is really happening is doing unto others what was done to you. And you, it's a hypnotic state. Listen, a hypnotic state. That is when, if I want to control somebody, listen to me, please. I beg of you, never mind, don't snob it away. Don't say to me, this guy's crazy, call me. Because you're an appeaser, you can't call me. If you're a bully, with respect to me, you're an appeaser. You can't beat me at this. You haven't got the knowledge and you haven't got the spunk. Okay? We'll take our calls soon. 800-866-8883. I will continue, but first of all, I'll take my calls. It's rare that I have any calls, but here we go. I could say the rest of the things, but if there's no calls, I will continue in my ferocity.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, we got somebody on the line, so let me take Julie. Is WI, where's that?
Wisconsin.
Oh, is that, is where?
Wisconsin.
Oh, it's Wisconsin. Okay, sorry, I'm not familiar with all that, but what can I do for you, Julie? What can I do for you?
Well, I talked to you last week briefly, and it's kind of complicated, but as you were listening tonight, it's very much what you're saying. But the thing is that I'm now 58 years old, and I'm learning about all of these things, and I feel like I'm kind of in the middle. I have hurt my son, who is very intuitive, but I grew up as a family scapegoat, so I had, you know, a mother and...
No, I already heard that. You've told me before.
Mm-hmm. So I have, you know, so I'm dealing with this, and I got quite ill, and I estranged myself from them because I eventually...
I think you've called me before. You've told me all that. I know all about that because I remember your voice and what you said. And do you want me to help you? The question is, do you want to recognize what the problem really is? It's very, very simple, but very dangerous to say on the radio. If I was in Hitler Germany, they'd come over and get me and what they do. But the point is, this is America, and I have the opportunity to talk to Americans because to save them from what is about to happen, for sure. And you're one of the people that's going to bring this country down. Every person who has an appeasing attitude, every person who's a little bully and enjoys bullying other people and doing unto others what was done unto him, and when you end up being an appeaser and fed up with being an appeaser, you take the role of a bully and you will do unto others what was done unto you. That is a system of things. And it comes all the way from the top, keeping you upset all the time, keeping America all upset. That's how Obama did it. He kept on irritating, and cut the people who are appeasers or mostly like appeasers to the bully, so that they will serve the bully and be rewarded for the services of the bully's appreciation for giving in to him. And that is what we have on the left. On the right, we have mental illness, but still a very solid idea of what right and wrong is. And you've got to be very careful not to hate the other side, because they want you to resent them and turn you into one of them. That's how it works. And so, and it does work when we have a civil war that's been so cruel on the left. The whole idea is to upset you into going along with them. And so many of you will fall away from Trump and become one of those people without realizing, just being sympathetic, feeling guilty for being angry with them. Poor things. You can't look at it that way. And so I'm just trying to say this to Julie. You can't help anybody or help yourself until you be still and know there's a God. There's only cure for it is to be still. And if you go to my website or look for antidoteforall.com, antidote, it's an antidote, antidoteforall.com, everybody listening to this will become the person in the center where spirituality exists. It doesn't exist on either side. And it's a motionless state. It is a friendly, emotional, non-emotional state. All emotions carry horror. All emotions, when you get upset and when you become emotional, the person who causes you to become emotional will put a piece of his rotten self in you. And you either turn around and do it to your family or whoever, or you yield to the bully and embolden him or her. And so that is my job, is to get you to experience no emotion at all. Now, what I mean by that, you cannot get rid of your emotions. You are addicted to it from the day you get upset. The very first day when you get upset, it makes you doubt. They make you doubt yourself, and that is a conflict with your God. And when you hate the person for doing it, it completes the cycle, and it gets worse and worse forever and ever. And there are people who understand how to take advantage of a whole nation like that. And if you please talk to Donald Trump and have him, let me have a chat with him. I can win this war for him. I can know what to do. And they can't beat me at my game, because my life is dedicated to psychological anti-warfare. And so it means I have to help cure. I have to be the agent of change to cure you and tell you what's wrong with you. And you've got to be very careful, you know, that if you're a stupid person listening to my program, your stupidity will be exposed to yourself, because you don't like to see the truth of what I said, that you're just a big nothing, a hateful, angry son of a bitch, so to speak. And that is exactly what it is. A son of a bitch, because your husband, because a father wasn't there in the home. Eve still plays tricks with Adam, and he loves it, and he loves the bully. But the bully is not always the bully. The woman can be the bully because she takes advantage of his need and gives in to him, and then stops giving in to him and makes him angry, and then gives it in to him and make him angrier, and making him more dependent upon the woman, the female. So he begins to see he's addicted to what's rising up in her from Paradise Lost. She's still Eve. You see, so I have just said to you everything you need to know about solving your problems. You cannot do it. It is impossible. You do not know that you are an appeaser. And if you do know you're an appeaser, it will upset you, and you try to get it, you try to fix your appeasing nature and to, as if you could, but you cannot. It's redemption. You have to find redemption from the bully stage and the appeasing person. Both are one extension of the other. The bully is the coward, and the coward can become the bully to his appeaser, and so on. And this is how you control an entire nation. Ladies and gentlemen, my American brothers and sisters, listen to Roy Masters. I understand it, and all the gibberish that you can talk about is nothing to compared with what I just told you. I didn't mean to yell and scream and yell and shout here, but it's you're going to lose your country. God bless Donald Trump, please. I almost said professor. I see, but you know who I'm talking about, right? So if I can, listen, I don't care about the left. I really don't care about them. I want you to be able to deal with them and start to stand up for yourself, because it's because I've watched it over the years while Obama was there, and the right always gave in and not realizing what they were giving into. You can give into a good president, but yes sir, he's doing all the good things and the right things, get it, but not a person who is he's attached to something in Russia, and it has a president in it, see, and there's a connection between the two, and that is a connection to deliver America to the president of Russia. See, very simple. So the, and he said, if I remember, I can just remember him at some point in his second period as our president, he was saying to another person from Russia, and he whispered and you could hear it. I can't remember the exact words. I was looking for those exact words. I couldn't find them because I didn't know what to say, how to say it. But he says, listen, well, you just take it easy. You could hear him whispering, I can do more when I'm elected. You understand where that is? Why hasn't anybody understood that? Why do you stand back and not understand what's about to happen to you? It's as often it is plain as the nose on your face. All right. Now, Julie, I have to talk to you in a strong way. You need a father, and I represent my Father in heaven, and I say to you, drop your anger towards your family. Just drop it. And the way you drop it is to find God first. You can't do it until you sit quietly and do that little exercise. It's called a 7-minute exercise. And it's possible for some people to do it without doing that. But you need to sit quietly to show you where be still and know I am God is. Would you please do that and call me back? Because there's no deal way of helping you until I get you to see clearly by the inner light. Now, I'm going to tell you what the inner light is, and I've said it before. Jesus said to the Pharisees and Sadducees, which are all intellectuals, the intellectuals are the lowest of the lowest. They have all knowledge and no common sense, and they're very proud of how much recitation you can get out of anything, whether it's medicine, whether it's science. They are proud of how much they know, but they don't know what life is all about. And they're one of them. Okay, we don't go away. Yes, after the... What is it? What did you say? Come in and say it again, because I...
He said, this is my last election. After the election, I'll have more flexibility.
There you go.
And he said that to the outgoing Russian president.
There you go. See, there it is. And why didn't you catch that? Why? Media played it down. And media are projects. They come from universities, and they're drilled into, they get drilled by, to learn, pressured to learn to get a certificate or whatever it is they work for. But when you pressure a person to remember, when you do that, you'd rob him of intuition. So let me say it differently. And Jesus said to those kinds of people, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, right? All intellectuals, correct? You see, but you don't perceive. You hear, but you don't understand. What he's saying is, you see, and not understanding in the way you think of understanding. See, I understand there's an apple on the table. Okay. But it's not that kind of understanding. It's something like a light that gives you to see clearly without any education. If you'd, a little child, when it comes into the world, has no education, but it can see the craziness of the parents that don't see it for themselves, and because they, it makes the parent disturbed. It makes the parent, and she doesn't know, or he doesn't know, why he's disturbed. And when she loves too much, when she loves, it's always too much, and sucks on the child and makes them the child codependent and resentful and subject to her as a bully. Ladies and gentlemen, I rest that case temporarily and say goodbye to Julie, because it's all I can tell her. She's called before. And she needs to listen, the cure for everybody in America, I don't care about anybody else right now, but if this is spread through the whole human race, and we can have a whole world war soon, because it's happening everywhere with different languages, and I can't reach them, and you need to support my program so I can. That could be my legacy, which is going to be. Support Roy Masters, please. Not me. I don't take a salary. I could if I would, but I don't need it. I have a little income from some houses I got and stuff like that. And I'm a little embarrassed in one of the shops I have. They put, the person in charge put the wrong kind of people, if you know what I mean, in there. It's a little embarrassing. At least I own up to it on radio. All right, so. I'm Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. Enjoying myself, talking to myself. Okay.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, 800-866-8883. If you like this program, I've been on the air, I've had my 89th birthday on Sunday, and we had a decent day with donations today, but it's not always decent. You see, sometimes there's nothing. So please, I'm reaching millions and millions of people now on Facebook. Have you seen Facebook? You need to see that's me. Well, the first thing you see, both of them, it's me with the cigarettes, showing how the cigarettes, and it's me again later on, still a long time ago, as the hypnotist and explaining the state of mind that I was just explaining. and to demonstrate it, not because I'm smart and because I'm a hypnotist and I understand it. I don't like hypnotism. I have to wake you up from the hypnotic state, which comes from being upset. In other words, when you become upset, you don't realize that you are wrong. You think you're right. The upset makes you feel like you are wrong. I mean, you're right. And so therefore you get upset and you try to upset somebody else, and maybe they're bigger than you, and pretty soon you become an appeaser because you get beaten. Or if you don't get beaten, you become the bully and they become the appeaser. No, that's all that's wrong with you. Now, you look at all the problems of race and color and creed, and look at all the diseases and suffering and anxieties and murder. You'll see that everything. And every disease, 95% of all diseases, and verified by my friends who are doctors in big universities. And if you want to know that, well, we'll find that out and ask them to come on this radio program to let you know that it's true. I never lie about these things. Lying is a terrible thing. Deadly. Once you start to get upset and excuse it, that finishes you off. How many people make excuses? Well, it means it's the evidence. It's the evidence. It is the evidence that you're in a hypnotic state, that you don't longer belong to yourself. And so the excuse will come through you as if it was your own idea. You can put ideas into people if you know what to do. And if you go to my website, it's not a website, it's a Facebook, and watch it work. We had to take a lot of the explanation away, but it explains this. There's another part of that Facebook where you see the whole thing. Explanation before I did it. What you will see is the actual moment of me telling that person to take off his shoes. See? And I tell him that he won't realize that I made him do it, even though I say it to him right in his ear. And you'll see it. You got to see it. You do things that is implanted in you that appears to be your own. And if it is a person who's an appeaser to your mother, you'll always be an appeaser, and you'll always be giving in, and you will never have a life of your own. That's all. Never. Never. And if you're a bully and you see your sister giving herself whole life to mother, who sucks the life force on her and makes it codependent, then you run away and you're angry. But pretty soon you need a woman, because when you get angry, sex appears in the Garden of Eden. I'll be right back to the teen in a minute. In the Garden of Eden, they were naked and they weren't embarrassed, didn't have a shame. When they did it, when they ate the fruit, they saw they were naked. There it is, right there. They became mortal, not continuously immortal. Mortality should go away as you live. And you cannot find pure mortality. You can't find it until you find the meaning of be still and know that I am God speaking for him. All right. Now, Tina, thank you very much for calling. Is she there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, I'm here.
I can hear you here.
Yeah, I'm calling from the University of Hawaii at Hilo.
Oh, are you really? What can I do for you?
Well, I'm discovering that I have a lot of residual resentment and
yes,
against my family.
Yes.
And it's helping me to overcome this addiction I had, you know.
What kind of addiction is it? It doesn't matter.
I used to smoke a cigarette and drink coffee in the morning with my ex-husband.
Yeah.
And when we divorced, I was going through a desire to be around him for that comfort, you know. And then I didn't have it anymore, and I just feel like I'm dying because
you had an emptiness. You had an emptiness, didn't you?
I have a terrible emptiness right now, and yes. My children are withholding their love and support, and I just feel very, very, very alone for the first time in many, many years.
Right.
And
that's
I'm trying
Tina.
To reinvent myself. But
well, you can't do that. Tina, please listen to me. I see you, a sweet lady. You're lost. You're in a hypnotic state, and you don't know it. And people can take advantage of you. So if one person can do it, so can anybody else. You understand that? And it was stronger than you. You tend to give in. And in giving in, you tend to want to feel good about giving in because you think of giving in as love. But it's an appeaser.
I don't. I'm very good at not giving in, Roy Masters. Thank
oh,
you.
Good.
I mean, I've been listening to you for many years, and I'm actually very good at not
oh,
giving
good,
in.
Oh, good, good. I like
and
to hear that.
And that's why I'm in so much pain, because I'm not giving in.
Well, now that's a very interesting thing you said. Forgive me, but let me tell you that's what's wrong with that. You suppress the emotion. And therefore, you have a different appearance. You have the appearance of love, which is not so. It's buried. And once you start to be resentful, see, and then feel guilty, the tendency is to want to give in to someone and to give them approval so they will love you for your approvalness, giving yourself to them as your life. And so anybody can do that, but you can have a temporary relationship when they're finished with you, there's nothing left of you.
Exactly. I just feel like they use me for a while, and then they
drop
me.
Yes, see, you see, you know, Uncle Roy knows all about these things, I know.
I'm just so grateful for you.
Listen, you've listened to me
so
for many years. Now listen carefully. Would you like to do a little meditation with me now?
Okay, sure.
Let's see what time it is. Let me speak to Marcelo. Marcelo, how much time do we have? We can do this in 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Sit down. Are you sitting down?
I am sitting down.
Okay. Put your right hand by your side, okay?
I'm holding my phone with my right hand, though.
But hold it with the left hand.
Okay.
There's a reason for that. I won't go into that right now. We don't have the time. Now, close your eyes, and okay. I want you to look. Listen carefully. This is very important. This is really sounds ridiculous, but it isn't. It's part of something that must be done. Look at your eyelids, and as if you were standing back, and you're looking at your eyelids. There's a light that's coming through your eyes. It's beyond your eyes. It's coming through your brain. It's coming through. A light is coming through. But the reason why you can see little pixels moving across the screen of your mind is because these little pixels represent redemption, a new kind of life. They're energy things, little energy things like what you put in a computer. It's loaded with information. And so if you can just sit there...
I wish you would hurry up and come, because I feel like I'm dying.
I know, but listen, don't talk. If you talk, you ruin it. This is not a discussion. This is me giving you a way to find something, not me to give you anything, but to find what it means to be still and know, because he will give you knowing. He will give you intuition. You don't have to study. You don't have to fix yourself. Of myself, I can do nothing, says Jesus. Can he do any more than that? You must not think that you can fix yourself. You need to do this meditation. So let me just finish it with you, just a little bit. Can you see the little pixels on the screen of your mind quietly? Just talk to me very quietly. Say yes.
Yes, I see it.
Okay. Just say yes quietly. Don't. I don't want any energy into that. I'll say that again. Can you see it? The little pixel moving.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And now you keep looking like that, just become aware. You know the word aware. Be aware of that. Also, be aware of your right hand with the first finger. And if you give awareness, if you give your attention to it with your eyes closed, it will tingle. Those little pixels will become energy in the first finger. It's important to have the energy in it, so you can be aware of it, and the awareness gives you a sense of the finger tingling just a little bit. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Now the next finger. Shift your attention while you're looking at your eyelids with those little things that move across the screen of your mind like little stars. And now the second finger, it will feel like it's tingling too. It's as if it's a little kid saying, "Thank you, Mom. I'm glad you're looking at me and noticing me." It will tingle. It's energy. It's a different kind of energy. Get another third finger. Be aware of the third finger. And it will tingle again. Is that correct? You see, the fingers are beginning to tingle just by giving it no effort. Just be aware. Just be aware. That's all. And so the little finger, too. Can you do that with the little finger, please?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now listen carefully. You have now, and you are near the gate of Paradise Lost. You are very near it. And I want you to know that that state allows you to have forgiveness for everything you've done wrong. Because when you came into the world, you were innocent, and the world came into you. And when you woke up and became aware of your parents and everything else that's not right and cruel and unjust, you could see it. And the only thing you could do was be tempted to be angry. And that is the beginning of your dying and having anxiety and not knowing how to live or how to go and to have meaning forever and ever. Now open your eyes and do that meditation. And you can go to my website or antidoteforall.com. It's free to everybody. Please do it. And keep on the radio with me, okay? Tina, open your eyes now.
Hold it there.
You hold it there until I come on the other side. There's a little bit of music here, and then I'll talk to you again. Ladies and gentlemen, I do hope you will support the radio program here. And I think, you know, I have lost the wrong name. It's on the tip of my tongue, but when I'm gone, a legacy, that's the word I was looking for. It will be free to everybody. And so, but those who are sweet and kind and appreciative will naturally give donations to the foundation as long after I'm gone. Just to keep everything, because I've got hundreds of thousands of stuff. You can't believe it. My life has been this way. I'm 89 years old last Sunday. I might live till 90, and maybe more, who knows? But I love every moment sitting here, sharing myself with you. What's within me has to be in you. Don't have me on a pedestal, please. It will ruin everything. Tina, just practice that meditation, please, and call me back tomorrow.
I just wanted to tell you that I realized that this addiction that I've had for so many years, this addiction to caffeine, was related to my resentment for my husband. And I just feel like I'm having a breakthrough, and I just wanted to share that with you, that the resentment and my resolving the resentment is freeing me from this addiction.
Absolutely correct. Do you have any cigarettes on you now?
Do I have any what?
Cigarettes.
No.
Good for you.
I haven't had one. Whenever I visit my ex-husband, the first thing I do is smoke, though. But I haven't been visiting them. I haven't been visiting him. I haven't been visiting my daughter.
May I suggest something? If you're going to go visit him, do not decide the day or the week or the hour. that it would be so. Everything from this point forward is intuitive. And the impulse, the gentle impulse, you don't feel it as an impulse, but you simply get up and go, and you don't even know why you're doing it. But it's sweet. It's the same thing when you're hypnotic. In a hypnotic state, you don't know you're doing it. But if you're aware that something is moving inside you, and you should do it. And you do. And when you get to your husband, you'll notice something different. You can speak up to him and say, I'm sorry about this. I've been angry with you, see, but that's my fault. I just want you to know that I was an appeaser. Whatever you want to say, and get off your chest. And if he screams, you won't react. That's the magic. And if you don't scream and get upset and stay calm, you will penetrate him with goodness.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
800, the program number is 800, the program number is 8968, excuse me, 8968. And you can go to the website, FHU.com, and listen to it all day tomorrow. And you get a copy of it if you want to. However, I just want to say something to all of you, is that there isn't anything, the only thing that's wrong with you, listen carefully. I've said everything I could say in this period of time, this first hour. It's essential for people on the right to not be intimidated by anybody or anything, but realize that something bad has happened to the country, and there's more of them than in. Is of you under the control of Russia through Obama. Do you understand that? That is what it is, clearly. And there's evidence to prove that. And I haven't got it in front of me, but it got mentioned during the program. Would you say that again, Marcelo? You didn't get it quite right, but it was good enough.
He was talking to the former Russian president saying, this is my last election. After the election, I'll have more flexibility.
There you go. Now, you cannot, not only do I understand him when he just appeared, and I can see through him because I have intuition. I have intuition. I'm not affected by something pleasant. I'm not aroused by something pleasant. I'm not aroused by somebody being angry either. And it is powerful. I want you to understand, I got a whole lot of people listening, even people who hate me right now. Now, this is the experiment I want you to do. Those of you who are angry, those of you on the left, may never ever get better, only because you are addicted to handout, and therefore you feel entitled and superior over to us because you don't have to work. We do. We are slaves. That's how you will see it. And screw you for that. But if it's you, you've already got angry with me, haven't you? If you are angry with me, which I know thousands of people right now, thousands, maybe millions, the minute you got upset, you transferred your soul to what is in me, you'll see anxiety increase and increase, and you will struggle and you will struggle, and you get angry with yourself like you normally do, as if being angry is more powerful. No, it works for me, who learns to love you, and it works for the bully who knows to own you. So you can do one or two things. You can be realized one day, maybe a day from here, an hour from here, right away. You can think and see, oh my God, my Masters is making sense. I'm not myself lately. I see what he means. Oh, my God. That is, I see myself. See? Now, on the other hand, there's a dark side in you. And you love the dark. And you love the power like an Adolf Hitler in your own little realm. But the thing is, I've put something into you just by you getting angry with me, especially because where I'm coming from, because if I'm just an ordinary man without really authority as I have with you, and with the understanding I can actually take back, undo what I just did, or it will automatically undo. You will wake up one morning and say, why did I get angry with Roy Masters? He's right. But at first, you get angry. That's how I get inside you. See? And so, in your inside, you will be struggling with, do I want to believe this stupid person? Or do I... You try to get rid of me, you can't. And the more you try to get rid of me, the angrier you became. And one of those two things can deliver you to me as a good thing. Oh, I see. Why am I angry with Roy Masters? He hasn't done anything wrong with me. I just resented him because he told me the truth, and the dark side doesn't like it. Oh, and you're free. See that? Now, what if I did that on a scale of 330 million people? What would happen? I'm putting myself in a very dangerous position. I'm not a bit scared. I'm an old man. And if you mess around with the old man, it only works for me. If you want to kill me, do it. That's fine. I'm going to die anyway. I'm with my boots on. But you will go to a place from which you cannot come back. There's two kinds of awarenesses. And awareness is life. So where do you go when you get shot, when you get killed, when you die? Where does the awareness go? It's only a bag of rags and flesh and blood. That's all there is. But the awareness is you. If the awareness is you, you have transformed in all the years that you ever learned, in every situation, bearing none, trials and tribulation, everything bad happens for good for those that love the Lord, right? That's it. You need the trials and tribulations. They are good for you if you deal with them right. And you can only deal with them right if you have your God within you. And all the teachers, all the churches, all the different religions are screwball. The closest is Christianity. The next closest is Judaism. But they still are missing something. They're still missing something because I'm living in a Christian country. And I love that Jesus. I'm Jewish too. So I didn't have to change my... Didn't have to change, did I? He's my rabbi. All right. Now, thank you very much. I'm not taking any salary. I've stopped that since 9 months ago. I'm okay. I don't need any more. Just enough to keep body and soul. I've got 6 cars. And I get them. I don't know how they get there. But they're old ones. One's 25 years old. And, you know, they're all old ones, and I like them. And so I'm okay. And I have a decent house. And I have food on the table. Support the foundation, please. If it works for you. See, show your graciousness so that money keeps us on the air for others to follow. Good night, and have a good evening. And listen to some of the programs I've done before. Maybe I'll get to do 8 3 hours a night. I just need to have more people. But